Essay 50, Energy from Space-Time. The ECE theory has shown that the concept of electric power from space-time does not violate conservation laws of physics. These major discoveries opened the way for many patent applications because the subject was put on a firm scientific footing for the first time in over a century. This is not before time, because the fiasco caused by wind turbines is becoming obvious, as whole nations go bankrupt under the cost, as democracy is trodden into the mud, and as protests rise in intensity. The concept of connection-based general relativity was basic to the idea of energy from space-time. There are many working devices on www.et3.net and www.upitech.org, and shortly we hope to launch a major initiative into research into this area. Space-time is not an emptiness. It contains energy which can be trapped and transferred to devices. The various devices of the Alex Hill Group are demonstrated on www.et3m.net and have been observed many times to work. In the wake of UFT 193 and 194, there are two metrics which remain to the subject, the Crothers metric and the metric of special relativity. In both cases, the Lagrangian and Hamiltonian are half the rest energy, thus showing that energy is the direct result of the metric. In other words, energy is contained in the geometry of space-time. Geometry supports dynamics and electrodynamics in the ECE theory, and so it follows straightforwardly that there is electric power in space-time. In the same way, there is gravitational attraction in space-time. The field equations of ECE provide the best way forward towards energy from space-time and counter-gravitation, and in recent work, these ideas have been developed by Eckhart, Lindstrom, and myself in several directions, notably towards the establishment of numerical simulation of energy devices. The experience gained in covering all aspects of physics and chemistry with ECE theory has been brought to fruition while the hugely expensive standard modelers are still bogged down in dogma and self-glorification. The task at hand is to describe how given space energy devices work with simple manifestations of the ECE field equations. After this, the field equations may be used to design new energy devices. One of the recent papers by Eckhart and Lindstrom has been on the infinite solenoid, and in this paper, the field equations are brought fully to bear on an idealization of a device. The knowledge base for organized research in this area has therefore been established in the 8.5 years following the publication of the first ECE paper in Foundations of Physics Letters. In a power-hungry world desperate for a practical solution, every one of the 194 ECE papers currently available has been studied continuously all over the world, and also every one of the papers by the AIAS colleagues. There is overwhelming evidence for this in the feedback files on www.aias.us, archived in the National Libraries, on www.webarchive.org.uk. These archives will record for posterity the struggle of the AIAS group against all kinds of negativity. This was a struggle for science itself against the resurgence of medieval superstition. What is needed now is the organization of research to build on this knowledge base, constructed by the AIAS volunteers without expectation of huge salaries and funding, work done purely on behalf of humankind. This is the kind of work for which Nobel Prizes ought to be awarded. It is no longer possible to rig the system to award a Nobel Prize for a non-existent God particle. Enough of that rigging went on in bolstering up global warming into the troll it has now become, a ragged scarecrow freezing in the winter fields as all the turbines lie silent in the frost. The debunking of mythology has become as important to the survival of humankind as the progress of science itself. The media can promote the wildest idea and ram it down the throats of people continuously. It's very important to resist all that propaganda, to resist false authority. The routine manufacture of devices that take energy from space-time is of such obvious importance that this organization should already be in place. The fact that it's not is due to the destructive and malicious activities of the same people who now lie in the dust of scientific failure. They were social parasites who used the media to promote themselves at the expense of humankind.